Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carmen Amaral, host of the New York Podcasting Cafe, a program featuring interviews with public figures, celebrities, writers, authors, artists, playwrights, counselors, lecturers, as well as independent artists and musicians, all here on the New York Podcasting Cafe. Today's guest is Veme Television's Chef Hamlet Garcia, host of the cooking show Sabor para el Mundo, Taste for the World. Chef Hamlet Garcia graduated in business administration with a major in marketing and communications. He is also a television producer, television host, and an artistic visionary in the kitchen. Over the past 20 years, Hamlet has dedicated himself to the pursuit of personal achievements in the fields of media, broadcast, and gourmet cuisine, having made himself a familiar face across the Americas and an authoritative voice on health and nutrition. Chef Hamlet began his career in the television industry, working for the Cisneros Groups and its companies, Galaxy Entertainment of Venezuela, better known as DirecTV Latin America. In 2009, Chef Hamlet joined the Spanish-language Veme Network Television, a PBS affiliate, serving the U.S. Hispanic market. It was through Veme Cocina cooking show, in which Chef Hamlet presented himself as a multifaceted, charismatic entertainer and meticulous chef, preparing the most delicious of dishes featuring international cuisine. Chef Hamlet has visited more than 25 countries across four continents. His worldwide travels have afforded him opportunities to learn hands-on from acclaimed chef personalities, absorb local culture, traditions, culinary-based techniques, ingredients, and local specialties, allowing him to create new recipes, enriching the viewing experiences for his audience. With four seasons in Veme Cocina program, Hamlet expanded his offering by joining a second show on the same channel, Sazón para el Mundo, Taste for the World, released in 2012. Both programs have generated wide recognition of Chef Hamlet as a household name within national and international markets. Please join me in part two of the first interview with Chef Hamlet Garcia on the New York Podcasting Cafe.
Do you believe in serving acidic drinks and serving wine? Is that healthy?
Well, obviously it's so good to have wine in your port. But, you know,
I love port wine. That's my favorite.
You can do it. I love pairing, and definitely when you, for example, when I do my, you know, that's the glamorous dinners with, you know, pairing for every single course and all that, obviously it's such a great experience. But let me tell you, and I want to be very honest with the audience, my recommendation, and also according to the American Heart Association, which is, I'm a spokesperson for the organization, definitely what is good is one glass of wine, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, because, you know, all the benefit from the wine, from the grapes, that it goes into your veins and arteries, they're going to help you to make them, healthier, okay?
Yeah.
But obviously, if you abuse of the wine, you're going to get drunk.
True.
So, this is not good. Definitely, you know, for dinner, you can go up to two glasses of wine, you're going to be fine. I definitely
That's about
recommend.
All I can handle is two glasses of wine.
Yeah, two glasses of wine, and obviously red wine, is for me, I think it's better. Obviously, you know, there is that tradition that if you're going to eat fish or seafood, you should go with the white wine, which I'm okay. And by the way, I love Pinot Grigio.
Me too.
Yeah, and so the red, I love Barolos. I think they're very rich and bold wines. That's my particular opinion, you know, because there's so many wine fans that they're going to say, no, they're not going to say that. But, Barolos, they're delicious. And but definitely, yes, I support that. You know, it's part of like a good, I think at a good dinner, you have mm-hmm. to have, he has to have definitely good wine. That,
right.
I think that's the key, yeah.
What is a good example of an order menu that you would prepare for someone like me? If I came to your house and I visited you and it's the falling leaves in New York are coming down and come in, what would be on the table?
Oh, my God. You will have such an amazing experience. I really like to open. I love gazpachos. Okay, gazpachos, they're so delicious and they're fresh. Obviously, for summer, they're really good. Maybe for autumn or winter, they're not that good. But if you're coming in, you know, in spring or during the summer, you're definitely going to have a gazpacho. I really like to do a combination of gazpacho sometimes with, you know, with red tomatoes and obviously, you know, those plum-rich red tomatoes. I do like a duo, you know, that it goes garnish sometimes with little pieces of tomato and bouillon, and I use also, you know, almonds on top. And we call it tropezones. You know, tropezones basically when you're walking and you trip out, you trip, and that's what we call tropezones in Spanish, you know, that like you have a like a little rock in your shoe. So but that's like an analogy about it, because when you eat in the gazpacho and you find a tropezón, it's like, for example, a piece of almond, and it's going to give you that cracking, you know, that the crunchy sense in your mouth. Yeah, the texture is just awesome. You definitely will have gazpachos, different kinds. Sometimes I do avocado gazpacho, which is people here, they call it like a delicatessen. But it's just, you know, just to have the opportunity to have a soup, doesn't matter what kind of, but I love to, you know, serve as a main course, I mean, as a first course, the gazpachos or any kind of soup. So you will have a soup for sure. Second of all, I'll take a really fresh portion of salad. I will serve you definitely, you know, a kale tropical salad, which is one of my signature dishes. I love kale too. What I will do, you know, I take the, you know, the greenest leaves of the kale. I'll chop it for you, but I combine it with papaya and mango. And what I do, and also, no, it's delicious, and also some pine nuts, okay? And the good thing about this is that I do a white balsamic and basil dressing, okay? Mm-hmm. That's just such an explosion of flavor. And once again, you know, you can see in that dish the Asian influence. You know, because, for example, in Thailand, they love to cook with papaya. And they also do, you know, the green papaya salad, which is famous around the world. And, you know, I use it in a different way, combined in a healthy way with the kale, which is today is, you know, the super protein and the super leaf, you know, the super veggie, one of them. So that would be the second course, okay? The third course I will do for you, something from French, okay, which is and it's another signature dish. It's my version of the world-known, famous coquille Saint-Jacques, okay? The coquille Saint-Jacques is basically seafood. They do with sea scallops, and they put it just a little bit of butter and white wine with a lot of Gruyere cheese on top, and they put it on the broil, you know, to do a gratin, or gratiné, okay? So, but what I do is a little bit different. I do like a creamy champagne sauce, and I put a lot of, you know, different kind of seafood, including, you know, shrimp, sea scallop, you know, squid or prawns, you know, or everything combined in that sauce. And I put it in a little shells, you know, topped with Gruyere cheese, and I put it on the broil. So which is just a little portion. That's the fatty part, you know.
Wow.
Because we have obviously had heavy cream and all that, but honestly, and oh, by the way, if I have the opportunity and I get good caviar, I put on top a little bit of caviar on top of the Gruyere cheese.
Oh,
you know,
I love
melted
caviar.
It's just
the which one? Do you use the red or the black?
The black.
I love.
And I love the Russian one, but sometimes here in Miami, it's so expensive. But you know, also
caviar for a while.
Yeah, but you know what? A healthy option is to do the seaweed caviar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Caviar. That's good. It gives you the texture. It pops in the same way in your mouth, but and it's so cheaper, you know? So that's another option that you can substitute, you know, if you want to. Obviously, there is no comparison with the flavors, but it is going to give you that texture that you're looking for. Okay? So that would be the third. The fourth in the main course, what I really do for you, having that, I'll serve you, let me see, that combination, you already have the seafood. Okay, I will do a delicious lamb chops, okay?
Oh,
but what I call the Venezuelan style, which is, you know, with a lot of oregano, I combine different spices, herb de Provence, in a perfect, bake it to the perfection, and I will do it with a creamy mint sauce. Over, you know, what I will do is I'll do a bed of couscous and put it right in the center, that little piece of lamb chop, okay?
Oh,
and
God.
At the end, which is will be the dessert, I will serve you a passion fruit mousse, Venezuelan style. Okay, and the Venezuelan style is that we how to say that we crack. Do you know the famous Maria crackers?
Yes.
Okay, so we do the crust with Maria crackers. Okay, so we put it at the bottom. But the good thing about it is we do like a dough with a little bit of rum and milk. Okay,
oh
so
my.
We do that crust, and on top we put the whole cream, you know, the mousse with the passion made of passion fruit, and on top also we cover with passion fruit gelatin, you know, jello. So
yeah.
And it's just, oh my God, delicious! I love it. That would be your dinner if you come to visit me here in Miami.
That sounds so fabulous. I
yeah,
love it.
So
okay, we have to set a date now. I'm going to have to make a trip down to Miami.
Anytime. You're more than welcome and, you know, to visit me here. And, you know, my house, as we said in South America, my house is your house.
Thank you, Chef. You know, you remind me so much in your speech of a dear friend of mine. He's a famous tenor in Venezuela. He's from Valencia, Venezuela. His name is Sergio Marin. I don't know if you've heard about him, but you remind me so much of him. And I'm certain that at some point in time, you may be moving in the same circles with him, being that you're both from Venezuela. But,
right.
He's near you. He's not too far from you. I think he's out in Miami also.
Let me correct something which is very important when
sure.
we were talking about the chef, because I was confused with Chef Michael Salas. But no, the chef per se, which I really admire, okay, it's, you know, follow him, you know, because of what he does is incredible, is Chef Thomas Keller. Thomas Keller is one of the American chefs that I really, really admire because he's great. And once again, it's one of the masters. And he's kind of low profile. He's well known in the United States, but definitely is one of the persons that, you know, I had taken, a lot of his techniques and the way to present the dishes and all that, I had taken from him. Yeah,
Thomas
I wanted to
Keller.
Clarify that. Yes.
Okay, Thomas Keller is your favorite
Thomas
chef.
Keller. Yes.
Wow. Okay. And does he have his own show?
No, I would love to. I would love to have it in my show. That's part of my plans for the near future, because right now I'm doing the show in Unimas, which is the cable channel of Univision, and I'm doing the noon show with the former Miss Universe Zuleika Rivera. So I have my segment in her show. So and it's called Zuleika's Kitchen with Chef Hamlet. So, and oh my God, we have such a success with this segment that at the beginning it started like a 3 minutes, you know, little segment, but now I have the whole block, you know, because people, the audience just love my recipe and the chemistry between Zuleika and I, you will love it. You have to see it, and people can see the shows on Facebook/ Revista Zuleika. You help me with that in your social media, which is Revista, R-E-V-I-S-T-A, mm-hmm. Victor, I-S-T-A, Zuleika, with T as in Zebra. But definitely such a great show. I mean, you have to watch it when you have the opportunity.
Oh, I definitely will. And just as I continue to watch you Mondays and Fridays on Veme TV, which is, PBS of the Latin American world. Will you be back
thank
with
you.
Us?
So much, Carmen. Thank you so much. And also, I want to invite your audience to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chef Hamlet G. Yes, and George, Chef Hamlet G. And definitely, you know, if you follow me, you want to receive, you know, new recipes every single day, as well as, you know, healthy tips to keep you, you know, in shape and, you know, all my lifestyle. Because people that are always asking, oh, how did you look so good and this and that, because you cook. And I said, yeah, not only because I cook healthy, I also have, you know, an exercise routine, my workout routine, that I really also promote in my show. Because it's not only about the food. You definitely have to have, you know, your workout routine in your life. Why? Even from the smallest routine, which is walk 30 minutes a day, okay, to the more complex, you know, routine, like doing, you know, those, you know, super cardio routine, like, you know, insane and 90X, all that they really work out. I mean, they really work. So, or, you know, if you are one of the person that really love to go to the gym, you know, as I do too, I do boxing, I do, you know, kickboxing, I do everything. Even to jump from a plane, I can do it. But, you know, you have to have fun in your life. And
you
if you do that, and also, you know, you cook in the right way, not only for you, for your family, definitely you want to have, you know, a longer, you know, a long and happy life. And I definitely guarantee you that.
Well, I'm certainly going to take your advice, because we have to enjoy life, enjoy the food, and stay healthy while we enjoy the things that we enjoy, right? Otherwise, we won't be around very long to enjoy them.
Right, that's correct. Let me tell you just a little comment before we finish. Recently, I was interviewing CNN in Spanish with the journalist Ismael Cala. So in one of the topics that I touched, you know, talking with Ismael, was that people, they really have to change their minds. And what I, you know, what I was trying to say with all this, because sometimes when we have a little bit of overweight, or, you know, we are concerned because we're going to, you know, we're facing that we can become obese or something like that, our problem is starting in our mind. We definitely have to change the way about how we think of ourselves, okay? So you cannot think like, you know, you're a heavy person and, oh, my God, this is the way I am because my mom was this way and my dad was. You know what? You have to break with that mold. You have to. And I'm telling you this because I was obese, okay? I was 44 pounds. Right now I'm 34.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
I could never have. I could never tell.
Never. And people, and it's funny because my you know, my friends from high school, they always, you know, write me on Facebook like, oh my God, honey, I'm so surprised and so amazed how you look. You look even younger than when you were younger. You know,
I don't know what you're talking about, because you look
I'm
like
43
a 20
years old. I'm 43
no
years
way.
Old, Carmen. Yeah, I'm 43 years old, and people think that I'm 35.
You do look very young.
So, and that's because it's just that good eating habits and a good workout routine. And forget about thinking, I know I'm fat, and I'm going to be fat. No, don't think that way. Just take actions, okay? Learn. Educate yourself. We have such a great tool, which is the internet. You know, we go online and we can find everything. So take your time, you know, to teach yourself about, you know, what your goal, about your weight and your appearance and your physique. That's the important thing.
So you mean that any time that somebody wants to know how they can start practicing a very healthy lifestyle with great eating habits, all I have to do is tell them to go to Chef Hamlet Garcia on Remit TV?
Yes, I really appreciate that. Definitely, that would be awesome. No, you know what? And every single day, you know, I'm posting more and more, you know, healthy tips. I really, you know, lately I have noticed that people, they're looking for that, and they're asking me, Hamlet, how you do this? Hamlet, how you, you know, cook this? Hamlet, how you work out? So I'm doing like a different, you know, kind of post. Obviously, I focus on the cuisine, but at the same time, I focus as well on, you know, my lifestyle, because I want to, you know, share it with people. And I mean, once again, if your audience can follow me, you know, that will be awesome. You know, and I'm writing posts in English and Spanish, by the way.
That's great. That's excellent.
No, definitely. It's gonna be like this is once again, and I said at the beginning, it's such a blessing to have this opportunity, you know, to share my story with all the people.
Well, it's a great honor for me to have you on my program. I saw you on television, and I said to my husband, I said, I need to have him on my program. And he goes, hey, you know, give it a shot. And I did, and lo and behold, I wrote you, and wow, thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. You know what? I'm an affordable person. I'm not, you know, people, they call me celebrity chef and all that, but you know what? If you text me, or you send me an email, or you send me a comment in, you know, on Facebook or Instagram, I guarantee you, sometimes I don't answer, like, right away, but I will answer, for sure. I will answer you for sure. So I'll take the time, you know, at night, you know, after my workout and all that, and then my home, you know, by myself sometimes, and, you know, I take the time to write personally to every single person.
Right.
So, and because, you know, this is something that people, they're sharing, you know, difficult situations, you know, sometimes people, you know, with different diagnoses. So, and you know, they ask me for personal advice. So, you know, sometimes I go a little bit more closer and I respond, you know, direct to that person. I don't make it public. When I consider it something that we can share with everybody, I do. So, but sometimes, you know, I take my time, once again, to reply to every single person in the right way.
thank you for doing that, because we certainly need people in the fine culinary world to be health conscious these days. You know, there was a time when people who were on special diets couldn't get out of the house and go to a fine restaurant, and it seems that we're getting closer and closer and closer to that. You know, thanks to you, you're one of the people that is thinking this way, and hopefully, you know, you're setting the trend and setting the pace for what's going to happen in the culinary world and in the culinary arts.
Yeah, no, that's the way it is. And once again, you know, I'm right here. I'm just one click close to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen.
And I really want to know that you're going to come back here. You're going to do an interview with us in Spanish, and I can't wait to do that with you. But for the time being, can you just repeat where people can find you on Facebook, just so they, you know, at the tail end of this?
Yes. Yeah, my Facebook is Chef Hamlet Garcia. Also, my personal favorite is hamlet.garcia.14. Okay, because I have both, and they're open for everybody. Basically, the Facebook as a chef, it was created by the network, but now I manage that page. So once again, I reply you, and you know, I answer all the questions through. I mean, if people ask me through Facebook, I'll do it. You know, I answer through the Facebook as well. But then what I use the most is Instagram and Twitter. Now I'm getting on Twitter because, you know, it's like I need it. But I'm really strong on Instagram, so which is the same for both. It's @ChefHamletG. So I hope you can join in. I mean, all your audience can join me as well.
Definitely will. I do a lot of tweeting, and I have a pretty good following in Twitter, so definitely will be tweeting you and saying hello and looking out for your recipes.
Yeah, no, thank you, Carmen, for your invitation and for your audience. Just a lot of love and blessing for your life, and don't forget to cook in the right way. Okay, so educate yourself about the cooking and the ingredients.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Isn't he just such a wonderful person? You've been listening to an interview with Chef Hamlet Garcia. Be sure to look him up on Facebook under the name of Chef Hamlet Garcia. Also, he's on Twitter under the tag name @ChefHamletG. Okay, all one word, @ChefHamletG. You can also find him on the Veme Television website. You go there, you do a search. Look him up under Sazón para el Mundo. But if you can go to the website, vmetv.com, just do a search by Sazón para el Mundo, which is Taste for the World, and you'll find him there. He's a great guy. I love his recipes. He is phenomenal. Thank you, Chef Hamlet, for being on our program.
Thank you.